Welcome to the Unstoppable Real Estate Agents Podcast. I'm your host and real estate productivity expert, Kim Hughes. Join me as we focus on real strategies and implement real solutions designed for you to achieve major success in your business and life while getting you organized. Hi, everyone. It's Kim Hughes, and today we're going to talk about how you can keep track of your newsletter, your email sequences, anything that you send out from your email account. So this is going to be all about email and how to stay organized with all the emails that you have coming in as well as that you have coming out. So the first thing I want to talk about is your email. So regardless of whatever email program you're currently using, whether it's Outlook, Gmail, third party, whatever it may be, make sure that when the recipient receives an email from you, they know who you are. And, you know, like with mine, some of my emails will go out as Kim Hughes and my phone number. Some emails just go out as Kim Hughes. So you kind of want to look at how is that email arriving in the recipient's email box and making sure that it's not going to junk. So there's a few things that I would recommend that you do is one, you know, make sure that when you set up your email or go back and look at it, which I highly recommend you do, is just look and send it to yourself, send it to somebody on your team, send it to your husband, your wife, whoever, and have them just look at it and kind of critique what goes into your email. So the other part of it is when you are sending an email to someone and you are going back and forth, you know, it's, you know, I'm sending you an email, I'm sending one back, etc. Make sure that in that subject line, you are putting in there what that email is about. That is probably one of the most frustrating things that I hear from agents is that they get an email and there's no subject line. If you're talking about a property, you should always put the property address. If you're going back and forth, let's say you're in negotiations, you're going back and forth, you should say, you know, 123 Sioux Street, revision 2, revision 3, you know, so that way, not only is it easy for you to keep up with, but it's easy for the recipient to keep up with and realize that if they got email revision 1 and then 3, they're missing number 2. So that way there's no confusion about, well, I didn't get that email. I didn't see that email. You know, that is where a lot of issues and in contracts and conversations get hung up. So when you are sending an email, just make sure you put in the subject line what the email is about. And then if there are revisions to that email or to the attachment of that email, make sure you put in there what revision that is. And that keeps everybody updated on the latest revisions, etc. I even will maybe go as far as in an email, not in the subject line, but in the body of the email, say, hey, Sue, here's my third revision on. Here's my thoughts on what you just sent me, you know, something like that, so that it triggers them to look at what you're actually replying to or that you're, you know, sending out for the first time or the 10th time. But everybody needs to make sure that they're looking at the correct email, not overlooking it, because I've had a lot of agents come back and say, oh my gosh, you won't believe what happened. And so email is really important to make sure that you keep it organized and systemized. Now, I will even go as far as if I send in an important email to you, I may follow up with a text and say, hey, I just sent you an email regarding this. And, you know, that way they know to go check it. You know, text messaging is great, but a lot of correspondence needs to be done through email so that you have, you know, a record of it. Yes, you can take a snapshot of the text messaging and everything, but having it in email is a really good way to do it. Now, if you're just firing back and forth, you know, different things, that's fine on a text message. But when it comes to the important things and the documents and the conversations, put them in an email, subject line, and make sure they know what they are looking at. So it would say, you know, hey, Kim, see below for my changes, see attached for my third revisions, etc. And then I want you to look at your signature line. Your signature line, you've heard me talk about this before, but I cannot believe how many agents will send an email without a signature. I don't care if you're replying yes, no, sure, not doing it, I'll meet you there. It should always have a signature line, period. Yes, they know who you are, but every signature line should be in every email. So what goes in a signature line is your name, your title, you know, if you have a logo, a tagline, something like that, but then always put your email. Even though that they can reply to the email, you want them to see your email and make a mental note of it. And then your phone number, the best way to reach out to you. So in my signature line, I may say my phone number, and then I'll put call/text. That way they know that they can text me at that number as well. Then I'll also include my social media accounts. You know, I mean, I'm pretty much on every social media platform, so I'm going to use the ones that are important to me and to my clients. So that's Facebook, Instagram. I'll put my YouTube, my Pinterest, my LinkedIn. You know, I'm not really going to use X because I don't really do a lot with it. I have an account, but doesn't mean I need people to follow me or go over to that account and look for information. And as a real estate agent, you need to look at what social media platforms do you need to put in your signature line so that when they click on it, it goes straight to your page, straight to your profile, whichever one. And then you might even include, the privacy information, that the wiring information, because you want to make sure that you put that in there so people will know that you will never ask them for A, B, or C. And then, for those that are, you know, land lovers, tree lovers, et cetera, you might put in there something about, you know, please, you know, think of the environment before printing this email. That's all you do. So, you know, it's going to be long, yes, but that's okay because there is all your information. Oh, and put your website in there. So that way, if I am out on the road and I'm pulling up email on my phone and I'm looking for something from you, I'm going to look for the first email, make a phone call, text. I'm going to jump over on your website. Whatever I need to do, it's in every single email. Instead, I get a lot of emails from agents that it's totally blank. There's not even a name. So you need to look at your email settings to make sure that they're set up correctly, as well as it has all the information, because you might be a little surprised at how much you might miss in business because you did not include that information. Just like on your social media accounts, every piece of information should be there. Every piece. How can people reach out to you? You just never know when you might have a missed opportunity because you didn't include that. If I'm sending an email from my phone, it will say, sending this from my phone, and it still has all my information. Yep, it's long, and that's okay. You don't have to read it, but you know it's there. And if you ever need to jump on and look at my email and find me somewhere, you know exactly where to go in my email to look for it. So when you're doing this, make sure that you do it correctly. Now, the other side of this that I highly recommend is if whatever email program you're using, set up folders so that when an email comes in and it's regarding a certain property, let's say you have a listing and people are emailing you about that listing, you need to answer that email and the email that you received as well as the email you sent should be moved over into that property folder. That way, if something comes up and you're looking for information on an email, you can go straight to that folder, open it up, and see every email that has either come to you or that you have sent out or replied to in that folder. That keeps it very organized. It keeps it very tight-knit. And then when that property closes, then you will have a folder in your email program called archived properties or whatever you want to call it. listings, sellers, whatever, and move that property that has now closed into that archived, you know, move it to the archive folder. So say 3 years from now, somebody wants to list, you know, let's say somebody bought the house through you, they want to now sell it. You can go back and pull all the emails on that property prior to them or during the process of them buying it or whatever that conversation was. So that way everything is really organized and you know how to find it. Now, when I say this, you know, of course, everybody looks at it and go, oh, I'll remember. Oh, I'll remember. No, you won't. You'll forget. And then you'll empty your scent box or you'll empty your junk mail. And there goes all of your emails. So just make sure that any email that goes with a property or with a client goes into that folder. And then once it's closed or that issue is taken care of, you move it to an archived area in your email marketing program. If I am working with buyers, I do the same thing. I do it with the sellers. I recommend that you do it with, you know, anybody that's contacting you on that property, whether it's a lead, a lender, the title company, the owner, etc., the other agent, everything goes into that folder. Then if you back up your email, then you always have it either in the cloud or in your Dropbox, whatever folder, you know, whatever your backup system may be. So this is keeping you very organized as well as keeping your inbox cleaned out. So the way you should look at this is, say you have five properties, you have five property folders. People are emailing you about all those properties. So now you're getting emails all day long on top of other emails, on top of all the junk that you get. So make sure that everything that you have handled, get it out of your inbox, put it in that appropriate folder. Then you go in and you delete, or I block people that send me spam. So I don't even try to unsubscribe. I just block them because most times when you unsubscribe, it doesn't work. So if I unsubscribe and then I get an email, you know, I'll give them at least one, but two, on number two, they're getting blocked from me. So that's a really good way to keep your inbox cleaned out. So that kind of looks at your email. Now, when you are putting together your email sequences, so you know, I'm not going to go through all the sequences that you should have. So you know what you should have as far as email sequences. Some people call them drip campaigns, funnels, whatever it is you want to call them. But again, on those emails, you should have your signature line there. All the information, just like in your email signature, that should go on your email sequence as well. So if you're sending it out through your CRM or you have an email marketing program, whatever you're sending emails through, third-party program, whatever, make sure that you have all that information in your signature line. It is so important because if I'm getting an email from you and I'm like, oh, I need to talk to her right now, and your information is not right there in front of me in that email, then I may forget or I may have to go look for it. And that's kind of irritating. That's taking time out of my day to have to go find information that should be right there in front of you. So kind of be mindful of that. And then go into your newsletter and look at how you have that contact information set up there. So, of course, your newsletter is going to be a little bit different because you've got all kinds of information. So as far as, you know, how do they contact you? A lot of people will say to me, well, can't they just reply? Absolutely, they can reply. But they still need all that information right there in front of them so they don't feel like they have to go look for it. Don't make them go take 5 minutes to look for an email with your phone number on it or look through their phone for your information. It should be right there at their fingertips and they shouldn't have to think twice except look at it and make that phone call or text that message. So these are some of the things that you look at, as well as all of your marketing pieces. What does that look like? You know, what information is on marketing pieces that actually go out through direct mail? You know, you want to make sure that you have everything where they can reach out to you. I'm not going to tell you to put every one of your social media platforms on that mailing piece, but it should have your name, your phone number, how they can reach you, I would put Instagram and Facebook. I might even put LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is a huge platform for lead generation. So kind of look at all of that. Of course, your logo, your photo, you know, whatever the laws are with your brokerage, you know, do you have to put their information on there, etc. Don't worry if that's a lot that goes into your emails, but be cautious of it on your marketing pieces. Just put, make sure they've got a phone number that says call or text, your email account, your website, and then whatever, you know, maybe one or two social media platforms, and just go from there. And so by doing this, what you're doing is you're making them realize, you know, that that subliminal message type thing is that they, the more they see it, the more they remember it, the more they recognize it. So this is a little tip that you can take immediately and right now sit down and look at everything. Shouldn't take you more than maybe 30 minutes to look at all of your email signatures, your newsletter, your email sequences, and anything else that you send out. And make sure that you go over to, say, your MLS, because if you're putting contacts in your MLS and setting them up on email alerts, you want to make sure that that information is there as well. So make sure that your signature line is in those email alerts that go out. Every MLS is going to be different, so you just need to go and figure out where that information is going to have to go and how it's, you know, you've got to test it and then make sure that it looks right when the recipient receives it. So kind of look at that. So if you're sending emails out from various programs, you need to make sure that that email signature is stellar. It has all the information. That way your clients don't have to hunt for the information and new inquiries have it right there at their fingertips. So I hope this helped you out a lot today. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us, kim@kimhughes.com. And go check your email signatures on all your platforms. Make sure that all that information is there. Go out and have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.